Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Resident Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. All right, took a sip of water. It's gone down the wrong way here. Excuse me. All right, so we're going to be talking about some really interesting things. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to talk about Quantum Gate. Know what that is? Well, it's interesting physics, and you know, it's not going to be heavy physics. It's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be a fun segment. I'm not a Trekkie by any means, but we're going to delve into that and see where they're going with it in real life. Also, we're going to be talking about your organs and some industry standards. We'll see if we have time for anything else. And we have a crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget to lift up all the people in Florida in prayer regarding the hurricane. Right now they're getting it. And, you know, everybody that will be affected along the East Coast, we want to remember in our prayers. Don't forget that, as well as all of America. I seek the Lord's face, and I hit the knees, and I lift up the righteous name of the Lord, and I pray for, you know, our military, our political leaders to use good judgment, sound judgment, godly judgment, and a big Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. So mind the time, because we need some help, and we're going to need some supernatural help from the Creator above. So I brought my devotional, and today's synopsis is from Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16. It goes like this. Remember that joy is not dependent on your circumstances. Some of the world's most miserable people are those whose circumstances seem to be the most inevitable. So people who reach the top, the ladder, career-wise, are often surprised to find emptiness awaits them. True joy is a byproduct of living in my presence. Therefore, you can experience it in palaces, in prisons, anywhere. So do not judge a day as devoid of joy just because it contains difficulties. Instead, concentrate on staying in communication with me. Many of the problems that clamor for your attention will resolve themselves. Other matters you must deal with, but I will help you with them. If you make problem solving secondary to your goal of living close to me, you can find joy even in the most difficult days. Amen. Yep. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, found salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, what do we got here? 8-year-old boy, refugee, died on a flight coming into O'Hare Airport. 8-year-old refugee from the Congo died Tuesday after they landed in Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. David Dime, an 8-year-old boy, landed Tuesday at about 4:30 in the afternoon. He and his refugee family from, where are they coming from? Dubai. So they get off the plane, clears the paperwork. The family's being escorted to their next flight. Customs Border Protection officer happens to notice, hey, kid's not responsive. Emergency medical services were called. They arrived. Standard procedures were followed regarding sick passengers, according to the CDC. And apparently the child was sick prior to getting on the flight, but he didn't seem to report any symptoms to the flight crew. He was examined at the airport. The CDC officials isolated him, and then he was taken to the hospital. He did not have a fever, according to the CDC. They did not determine if the disease was a public threat. So an autopsy is going to be performed, and the results are pending. 8-year-old boy from Dubai. What do you think of that? Well, speaking of kids, here's a next up in the quacker. Severe childhood allergies to peanuts, eggs, and dairy products, they say, are directly linked to trace ingredients in vaccines. This is from epidemiologist, expert, and historian Heather Frazier. She says, why do you suppose peanut allergy is an epidemic now? In just the Western cultures, there's 4 million people that have this phenomenon of being allergic. They can't even smell peanuts without going into shock, right? So she says, consider this. A century ago, you couldn't find anyone allergic to peanuts. But now it's commonplace. EpiPens are in, you know, backpacks going to school because, you know, kids are in danger if someone, you know, bites into a peanut butter jelly sandwich sitting next to them. Uh-oh. So what's wrong with the human body that we go into anaphylactic shock for something regarding harmless food ingredients? Well, what's causing these severe allergic reactions? Well, she says some vaccines actually are made with unlabeled ingredients like peanut oil, and they're not on the insert. It's an adjuvant that they add to the vaccine, and it's not listed. So this is going directly into a child's body. It's hyperactivating the immune system, so the immune system is now allergic to peanuts. So this is typically used in the pneumococcal vaccine and the rotavirus vaccines, peanut oil. So, and she says another thing is the childhood allergies have been massive upsurge since the 80s because the number of vaccines have doubled and tripled. So from 1980, 20 vaccines were required before the kid went to kindergarten. 95, it went to 40, and now it's 70 vaccines. So there's a serious connection here. And the easiest way to put a child into anaphylactic shock is to create a severe food allergy that he'll have his entire life. So they sometimes, grow vaccine pathogens on eggs, peanuts, oil is used, and sometimes casein from dairy products, which, you know, we talked about that the other day, whey product. Okay? So now you got a milk allergy. Isn't that great? So FYI, moms and dads, do your homework. You have fiduciary responsibility to your children. That's according to God. You're supposed to protect them, too. Okay, last but not least, in the Quack Report, Cornell University. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think of this? They're offering free tampons in the restrooms. Not only the female ones, but the male bathrooms. They say this is all about human rights. It now is extended to the realm of providing feminine hygiene protection to men in college in their bathrooms. Number of people who don't think that this is anything wrong with this is growing. So they're not obtaining tampons for their girlfriend. No, that's not what this is about. They're putting tampon menstrual pad dispensing machines in the boys' bathrooms at universities because they don't want to offend them if they're kind of feeling a bit feminine today. Well, I tell you what, just some people are very confused, very confused. We're going to have to lift them up in prayer for real. And that wraps the Quack Report. Yeah, they're going to have, you know, all kinds of things go on, you know, because everybody's offended about everything. It's just going to morph into ridiculousness. It's already there. All right, we're going to talk about Quantum Gate because we're a step photo closer. We're just one step closer to photon weapons. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll remember what these are once we get into this segment. Because, you know, I stumbled across this report where scientists are making progress in the quantum area with regards to photons. And I'm no scientist, but the term photon rang a bell with me. Remember in the 60s, the TV series Star Trek featured sci-fi weapons? Prominent one that they used and on the show, they called it the photon torpedo. Yeah, Captain Kirk would kind of call down to his chief engineer, Scotty, asking him if the photon torpedoes were ready. So is science trying to imitate art with this regard? Well, it's just strange and kind of scary that we now have flip phones, kind of similar to Star Trek communicators, and the touch screens also was featured on the show. Remember that? So what might we expect from quantum science and how it's going to impact our planet? We're going to take a look at this. Now, if we arm the photon torpedoes, you know, it's interesting. It's really interesting that you can actually go on the internet and search this stuff and you photon torpedo, and you can pull up all this specific data on make-believe weapons used in sci-fi movies. I'm talking specifications, details. Now, for instance, Star Trek's photon torpedo is described as a long-range weapon used by Federation starships for 150 years. And you have to giggle as seriousness at the seriousness in which these fictional things are portrayed and described. Now, but I want you to hold on a minute. Just hold on, because physicists are now telling us that it may become a reality, as they have made headway experimenting with photons. Wow. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, this will be an interesting addition. And you're going to get some little photos about photon torpedoes, little neat things like that. All right, so we're going to be if you want to sign up for the newsletter, you just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletters and sign up. It's free. So let's talk about these photons that scientists are saying they're experimenting with. What it is really is they're controlling light. According to the Australian National University, they have a physicist lab there. Their scientists at the Physics and Engineering Center, they've been manipulating light in experiments and controlling its movement. So they have found that they can stop light in an experiment called optical quantum computing. Now, light photons have a vast potential to be used in new ways, according to Dr. Jay Everett. He is the National Australian University's professor in the quantum lab. And he says the fields of medicine, telecommunications, financial markets, and the military will be highly influenced by the future discoveries of optical quantum physics. And you may say, well, what brought all this on? Well, it was inspired by sci-fi, all the make-believe movies out there. So the physicists at the Australian National University state that their experiment was inspired by a scene from Star Wars, and specifically The Force Awakens, in which an unidentified force stopped a laser blast in midair. So what they did at the lab, and at the Australian National University's lab, what they did was trap light with infrared lasers in ultra-cold vapor. And when they did that, the light photons circulated around the atoms, which absorbed some of the trapped light, but a majority of the light photons were frozen inside the atomic cloud. So the photons passed by each other at a speed of light without really interacting, while the atoms interact with each other. So the research is going to help, they say, the physicists create what is called a long-standing goal of making a quantum logic computer. So according to Dr. Everett, the experiment did something like what you saw in the movie, the Star Wars movie. So they thought that was cool. So this research has been published in the 2016 Nature of Physics journal. Check it out there. And here's a quote from Ben Butchler, professor, Australian National University Quantum Computation and Communication Technology Lab. He says, the light trap experiment demonstrated incredible control of a very complex system. We are learning to manipulate the interaction of light and atoms with great precision. Is this something to celebrate or something to cringe about? It just depends, right? Well, let's talk about light control. It could be a big powder keg. It could. According to physicists at MIT, they have already created what many know to be a lightsaber that you saw in the movie Star Wars. So how did they do that? Well, according to LiveScience.com, the physicists used rubidium atoms, I guess that's how you say it, rudinium. And they used these atoms in a vacuum chamber, and then they cooled the lasers to near absolute zero, and then they shot a single photon into the atom cloud with a laser pulse. This passed energy into the atoms and created the effect of what you know as a lightsaber. So it's possible to have a lightsaber. We have flip phones. We have communicators. We have satellites. Now, we most likely will see lightsabers. So it's possible. Now, physicists also tell us that theoretically, fusion reactors and warp drive are very possible. So a fusion reactor as an energy source is bringing two atomic nuclei close together to fuse one to the other, creating temperatures of 180 million degrees Fahrenheit, and that creates electric plasma. Now, if you've watched Star Trek, that energy has to be contained in a magnetic field cage. So what TV viewers of the 70s didn't really dream about being, you know, beamed aboard the Enterprise, right? The starship through the teleportation, you know, beam me up, Scotty. I mean, everybody thought that was cool. That would be neat. Can they do that? Is it possible? So we asked physicists, is it possible to beam me up? They said it's a solid maybe. According to the Journal of Science, scientists from the Joint Quantum Institute at the University of Maryland and the University of Michigan are exploring that possibility. So they have shown it's possible to transport information without matter between photons. And this involves a laser, again, a vacuum, and also electric fields. So when the laser pulses, it creates what scientists call an entanglement that allows two atoms to displace from one to the other. So scientists think that if we can improve on the precision of the photons in this experiment, it will lead to advancements in the theory of transporting matter. Wow, what will the airline industry do? Think about it. Think about that. All right, so what about 30 years from now? Discover Science asked scientists to share their predictions, their insights on the advancements science will make over the next 30 years. And here's a few of their predictions. They say it's going to produce affordable chemical fuel from sunlight. Also, animal genetic engineering and resurrecting dinosaurs. That's just really stupid, but they want to do that. Also, advancements in understanding the human brain. They want to explore that more. Also, predetermined genetics, in other words, designer babies. Also, ocean exploration to map the other 95% of the ocean floor that is unknown. They want to define, this is great, they want to define what is human. They have to define that. Right. Also, explore more planets and establish extraterrestrial life. Making technology affordable to the poor. And also cures for degenerative diseases. Mm-hmm. Well, personally, I think we should all just stay on solid ground here. I'm no sci-fi fan by any means, but, you know, I've seen a few of their movies. I also know that man has the ability to create the desires of his heart. And the question is, will he look to see if there is a potential that the thing that's created, invented, or discovered will be exploited and used for evil? So man wants to control light and create power with it. I get that. But how do they stop, you know, can they understand, you know, that the creator of the universe is light? He's actually fire. Do physicists know that they are actually literally messing with fire? God's light, you know? What he created? Well, probably not, because, you know, they're evolutionists. They don't really consider that they're actually a creation to begin with, because that would mean they would have to acknowledge a creator. So the above list, you know, the list we just read, should tell us something about the mindset of scientists, which, you know, they are disregarding what God has really created, I think. And there is a certain level of confusion on their part because they don't know what it means to be human if they have to define that. And if you don't know what it is to be human, then you're really going to have some blurry areas between the ethics of everything that you're doing. So we should protect what God made. You know, science has created and is promoting many things that threaten us, and what God created is precious. Now, changing human DNA to animal is just one area that's being accomplished through all these scientific experiments, even medical treatments. Your DNA is being exploited through vaccination. So we need to be prepared and defend what God has given us. The temple of the Holy Spirit demands that. So let us be vigilant and let us protect ourselves with the medicinal herbs God said we should use. He instructed us to use those. So herbs will cleanse and encourage regeneration of the body. Herbs will support the functions of the human body that God's already created. So we need to learn as much as we can there. Herbs are here for the service of man. They're here for the healing of the nations. And God said that, and we know he can't lie. So let's take this seriously and let's be vigilant. Now, if you would like to check this out, Apothecary Herbs has a line of organ cleansing and immune boosting herbs that can help the average person avoid or even rebound from degenerative diseases. So for their free product catalog, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. You can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It puts the power back in your hands, right? Scientists may be playing around with the power of light, but hey, you got power already. It's God's good herbs, and they're here for you. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless, when the power is in your hands, right? They have money-saving coupons on their website, and also coming soon in this month, October 2016, new mobile-friendly website will be here, as well as a new product catalog. So look for that real soon, I think it'll be easy to find stuff, easier to find stuff on the new site. We're excited about it. New catalog's kind of cool. We've got some new things that are in there. I'm going to be launching those as well on the website, so look for that. You'll still know you're on the powerherbs.com website. The look and feel will be the same, but the navigation will be better, just streamlining it all, simplifying it. I'm really upset that, you know, for a while we're going to be without the reward point program because the new cart they don't have that program yet, so they're working on it. So we may have a little delay in that. But we will always have the coupons, so that's helpful. That is really helpful. Sign up for the newsletters, though. Don't delay. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and because the newsletters are free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, and is completely free, both subscriptions, and it will empower you. So do sign up for that. A lot of people have. We get great feedback on that on those two publications. They're really eye-opening information that you can't be without. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about the human marketplace with your organs. You know, what's going on with that? I mean, if you take care of your organs, you keep them, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully. But the organ transplants on the rise, and big money in that. So you want to be careful if you find yourself in a medical environment. Have somebody with you because you don't want anybody, you know, taking your real estate. Got to take a break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Oh,
here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here. We're here for the second part of the show. Getting a lot of feedback from my engineer on the first part of the show, which was the quantum gate. That was fun, though. Just the whole spectacle of it was fun to report on. Sad, but true. All right, we're going to be talking about human organs now because, you know, we've got the legal landscape weighing in on the sale of transplant human organs. This landscape is kind of making a change. Human organ transplants started in 1954, but by the 70s, it was a popular option to have. And the current laws in place prevent the black market of selling or purchasing human organs. But that could change. We have over 100,000 patients waiting for new organs in the U.S. on the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network list. A large percentage will not receive the transplant. So according to Hoover Institute, patients needing, a kidney transplant, which is one of the most popular, are on the list for about 4.5 years, and about 17% receive the transplant. And now with the Affordable Care Act restrictions, it's even harder to get on the list. Now, compared to 10 years ago, there are now more people on the organ list pushing up the wait time, so it reduces the likelihood that you even get the transplant. So the U.S. has current laws protecting people from having their organs harvested without consent and prohibiting a free marketplace for organ sales for cash. In 1984, the U.S. Congress enacted the National Organ Transplantation Act, and this law made it a crime for hospitals or anyone to procure human organs for the purpose of making money on organ transplantation outside of the legal organ transplant laws, which prohibits cash payments for organs. So what are we going to see on the horizon, though? Because we live in this new area of no common sense and really some very nonsensical laws. So the U.S. Health and Human Services, along with the U.S. Attorney General, have been encouraged to look at ways that they can circumvent the National Organ Transplantation Act. And they want to make a way for a free marketplace to sell human organs. So there is a lot of money to be made in the trafficking of human organs, and there is even more than enough patients currently waiting for transplants. So sick patients would mortgage their homes and sell everything they had for a second chance and having a transplant. So with diabetes running rampant in the United States, the kidney transplant is the organ that is the most in demand. Now, if authorities are successful in establishing a legal free market for human organs, we could see healthy people willing to sell a kidney. Currently, transplant organs are donated. So the medical expense that is associated with the organ and all the prep work, the harvesting, and then the transplant itself, a lot goes into it. And according to transplantliving.org, the cost of a kidney transplant is about $262,000. So if people expect to be paid for one of their organs, the cost of transplants will go up and be passed on to the recipient. So why would we expect that? Well, there is a complication health risk for the person that donates an organ, and the statistics are 3 in 10,000 cases will have a complication. So that means that the person that sells a piece of themselves may need to absorb significant medical expenses. And this organ free market could impact many industries, including medical and life insurance. However, if the U.S. Attorney General wanted to steer clear of any appearance of a black market and exploitation issues, they will need to prohibit private organ sales, and sales would be regulated by a nonprofit and probably the United Network for Organ Sharing. All right. My engineers. Okay, Frank. Frank says prohibit cash payment, but are you sure don't prohibit cash payment for doing transplants with free organs? Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Well, here's a quote from an alleged letter that was sent by influential people to the U.S. President, U.S. Attorney General on Health and Human Services. It says, "We call for a swift initiation of evidence-based research on ways to offer benefits to organ donors in order to expand the availability of transplants." So there may be a government incentive here in the mix. So if the federal government approves of the changes regarding the human organ market, it may try to deflect some of the expenses the free market may inflict. Other forms of donor payment may have been suggested, such as, you know, free health care, free funeral, or maybe disability insurance. So the government may even allow the donor a special tax credit or a perk on their retirement plan or a special donation in his or her name to their favorite charity. Now, I wonder how many people would seriously consider parting with a part of their body for something like that. Some countries like Singapore and Australia have allowed limited payments to live donors. For example, a kidney may net them $4,000 and extra pay for lost time from work. So, you know, in addition, another consideration to improve the supply and demand of all kinds of organs like heart and lungs is to allow donors to sell them when they are alive, but the organ will be harvested when they die. So kind of like, I'm going to sell it ahead, you know. And I think they're calling this plan selling forward. And why would authorities in the medical system want this? Well, it's because that some organ donors, after they die, have family which will block the harvesting of the organs. If the donor received compensation ahead, this would give the medical establishment authority and grounds to take the organ that was already paid for. So family couldn't say squat. So slick move. However, it is repugnant. I know. So what if someone, you know, and here's this, you know, we got identity theft, right, with your social security number, your credit card, everything. Okay, what if somebody impersonates you and sells your organs forward for the some reason your organs upon death can't be used? What happens then? Identity organ theft could become a real problem. This is crazy, I know. So, or what if you sell your organs forward and then you have an accident and your organ gets damaged and it's no longer any good and you lose it because you got in an accident? Do you got to give the money back? I would think so. Unless, of course, you know, the insurance company comes up with some sort of special policy that, you know, protects you against that. Always got an angle. They do. And I call them the organ brokers. Now, you have to wonder how a free market in organ sales is going to work. How's it going to operate? Could this open a new job career of organ brokers to protect the best interest of the donor or the recipient? I see a special area for attorneys, too, you know, specializing in organ paying forward kind of stuff. So it is a sale transaction, if you think about it. In essence, it's a personal real estate transfer is what it is. And I would think that this would create new laws, new specialties in the legal area, you know, people to represent people who may be misrepresented and so on. You know, otherwise people will be exploited, right? But here's some, let's go over some unanswered questions. When you have a free marketplace, there is an old tradition that money talks and cash is king. Will more affluent patients be given special treatment? Will there be a system set up for the recruitment of human organs from, you know, healthy people, for the wealthy people? Will this put head injury patients who are in comas at more risk of having their organs prematurely removed? Head injury coma patients can run medical bills into the millions, and at the risk of sounding macabre, could medical insurance companies be influenced by organ-free market to refuse to pay for their treatments and suggest that, go ahead, just harvest the organs and let's just pay out this patient's bill and be done with it. I'm just saying, you know, money answereth all things, as the good book says. Yes. I know, Frank. It's an interesting world we live in. But, you know, insurance incentives. If we follow the money, it can answer a whole lot of questions why there's this push for a free market for organs. In many instances, medical treatments for patients with failing organs can sometimes be more expensive than a transplant. For instance, a kidney transplant is about $263,000. It can extend the life of a patient by about 20 years. Compared to kidney dialysis over a 4 or 5 year period, that costs $350,000. So insurance companies already know this. And what if we go to a single payer system and have the government in control of all that? What then? Well, in the United States, there's been this established legal consent. The hospitals have to inform you, have to get informed consent from the patient, the donor, or the family before they can even harvest organs for transplantation. So informed consent is a legal declaration of the donor's wishes. However, there is a push to change that to what is called implied consent. Some countries which have switched over to implied consent are Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Chile, and Denmark. So switching to implied consent is a plan to narrow the gap between supply and demand of human organs. So in the countries with implied consent, it means that after a person dies, their organs can be harvested. If the family does not want the organs taken, they have to make sure they have filed in triplicate the correct paperwork to block the harvesting. Yeah, like that's going to happen in a timely manner, right? People probably don't even know what paperwork they need to file. So in the U.S., the harvesting of organs is billed to the donor or the donor's family. So you think you're just going to, you know, be nice and let someone, you know, have a second chance at life if something happens to you? Well, you know, people got to pay for all that work. And so your state is going to pay for that harvesting. The cost of harvesting an organ ranges from $65,000 to over $130,000, depending on the organ. A kidney costs $67,000 to harvest. So the hospital gets a fee for the organ transplant to put it into the patient, making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it also gets paid for the harvesting of it, right? So this is where the push is coming in. There's lots of money to be made, and there's not enough organs, you know? You know, car fatalities are down, I guess, and people aren't donating. So some people may say, you know, free market for human organs will never happen. Well, if Planned Parenthood can exploit the unborn selling body parts and avoid punishment, what makes you think that modern medicine wouldn't follow in their footsteps? Think about it. And if science is asking, define human, what does it mean to be human? We got problems. We do. So it's much easier to take care of your original equipment that God gave you than rely on, you know, switching out body parts. So, you know, do your organ cleansing out there. It's a non-toxic, gentle way to remove impurities which create cellular stress on your organs and encourage failure or disease of the organ. So, you know, you change the oil in your car, you change the filters in your furnace, your vents. Maintenance is a real issue for us, too. So be smart, be wise, do your organ cleansing. Most people fit it in once or twice a year, and it's a maintenance plan, and it is well worth it, well worth it. So gentle and effective. If you want to learn more on how to do safe and effective organ cleansing, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for a free catalog. You can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on Organic Organ Cleansing, and you can check it out there. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And be empowered. Save yourself. Protect yourself. Yes, and we have had reports of people who have used many of the products, and they say that it saved their life. I had nothing to do with it. That's God, his herbs. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. So bless the Lord for his wise and perfect medicine. Yes, we have a lady that was just on the verge of dialysis, and so she is trying some of the herbs for kidneys, and her blood work's looking really good. So she's getting stronger each day. She's got better color. She's perkier. I'm really pleased, and praise the Lord for that. All right. We're going to talk about some industry standards. We got a few minutes because I'm amazed at how many people trust drugs without much investigation before they pop them into their mouths. It astonishes me that all these TV ads for drugs are highlighting the side effects that are worse than the condition for which you would be taking the medication. You know, it's just amazing the times in which we live. Now, if we visit the FDA's website, they have a general guideline listed on the approval process that the drug companies go through to get their drugs approved. So in their FAQ page, they state that drugs are equivalent evaluated by the FDA to ensure the drugs are marketed in the U.S. that are safe and effective. So that's the FDA is establishing that their job is to make sure the drugs on the market are safe and effective. So the FDA states that they are not involved in any of the animal or human testing on the drugs, and any of that research comes directly from the drug company themselves. So the FDA leaves all that responsibility on the testing to the drug manufacturers. So the evaluation process of submitted data on drugs, the FDA does conduct a review with a panel of experts, you know, physicians, statisticians, chemists, pharmacologists, and other scientific experts. So you would think that with the panel of these experts that they would prevent deadly drugs from entering the market. But as we've pointed out, money answereth all things. Well, let's look at the FDA checklist, what they use to review a drug's clinical human trial data. They ask, does the drug affect the body as stated? An example is if it was said to lower blood pressure, does the drug do that? They check for the drug dosage and frequency of use. They review the side effects listed, if the submitted review had any, and how they can be managed. So side effects are really secondary diseases, so they want to manage your second disease. They look at how the body breaks down the chemicals in the drug and for any accumulation effects of toxicity. And they check drug interactions with food, beverages, and other meds to identify what should be avoided. And lastly, the overall rating of the drug effectiveness for the market approval. So that's their checklist, basically. And according to the FDA, there is this two-tiered process in drug approvals. And it's also stated in the Prescription Drug User Free Act of 1992. So there's a standard and a priority review process. So a drug that offers minor improvement will fall under the standard review process, and that can take about 10 months. Drugs that appear to offer major advances in treatments or new treatments fall under the priority review and can take 6 months. So there is also a fast-track accelerated approval option for an approval of a breakthrough therapy, or if a new drug has advantages over existing treatments. So advantages would be superior effectiveness, no serious side effects, statistically better patient outcomes, reduced treatment toxicity, and anticipation of public health need. In other words, is it something they need for a pandemic? Okay. So the accelerated process takes 60 days. And, you know, the FDA has this recipe book, so things can get really approved quickly, especially for the over-the-counter products. There's 300,000 over-the-counter products. The agency can't review them all. They have too much to do with the prescription drugs. So, therefore, the agency lumps all these over-the-counter medications into categories pertaining to any of their active ingredients. For example, if the product is an analgesic or an antacid, it's placed into the therapeutic category that has about 80 classes of drugs. And each class of drug has a recipe book called a monograph, which lists the drug's approved ingredients, the dose, the formulation, and the labeling. And all the manufacturer has to do is follow the monograph and get their product approved, pre-approved right away. So the FDA concludes that the over-the-counter monographs are safe and effective. So your allergy drugs, your pain relievers, your digestive and sleep aids, all these other over-the-counter products, they're really not closely checked or monitored. They're not even examined by the FDA. If the company can show that, yep, check the box, we followed the monograph that you have approved, then it's good to go. And how many of these medications, especially these cold medications, they give kids and toddlers? Think about it, right? All right. I know I'm running out of time real quick here, but if you look at the patient outcomes by years, from 2000 to 2010, in 2000 there were like just under 20,000 deaths from prescription drugs. By 2010, we have over 82,000 deaths by prescription medications, requiring serious hospitalization, serious disability, and, of course, death. So we got problems with the FDA, supposedly their job to ensure the safe and effective benefits of the drug marketplace. So we need to do more for ourselves. So if you're looking for, you know, anything that can help you with antacids and, you know, pain medicines and things like that, you know, there's usually an herbal substitute that you can investigate. And I encourage you to do that. Do your homework. Don't just take my word for it. But, of course, if you visit thepowerherbs.com, you can see they have different categories. They have pain relief. They have anxiety. They have depression. They have cardiovascular. So they have some different categories there. You can check out and see what your herbal options are. Of course, if you have any questions, just give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, you know, put the power back in your own hands. Less toxic. Gentle and effective. God said herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So let's just trust him on that and move forward and strengthen and empower ourselves. That's what I like to do. I think herbs are the world's best-kept secret, and there's a reason for that. And again, money answereth all things. That's the reason right there. All right, I'm out of time, but I shall be back next week. If you have any health topics you want me to cover, let me know. Just send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to fit it into the show. And new website coming, new product catalog, too, this month. I'll give you more details in the following weeks on that. And so hopefully you'll give me some feedback on the new website and the product catalog. We love to get feedback from you guys out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.